You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's now examine further these reports that a number of homes looking after psychiatric patients have not been receiving their subsidies for months now. So one of those homes is San Michel. It's in Brakpan in Ekurhuleni. Apparently, this home has been operating for 72 years, and it is one of the homes that received patients that were initially moved from the Life Asitimeni to the NGOs that were found not to be suitably resourced to deal with these patients. So they were taken from those NGOs back to this home in Brakpan. But it has emerged that the home is now facing closure at the end of this month after the 3,400 rand subsidy that it receives per patient from the department was cut. So what is the story here? In fact, just this morning we've received a couple of calls, including a call from Woodstock Sanctuary. This is a home in, I think, the Auckland Park area, also that says it is not receiving subsidies. It's not been receiving its subsidies. So on the line, I have the MSc for Health here in Gauteng, Dr. Gwenda Makhupa. I'm going to go to her shortly, but let me start with Marius Bosman. He is an administrator at San Michel. Marius, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Marius, you've gone to court. Tell me why.
I'm the administrator at the San Michel home here in Brakpan, looking after the mentally challenged patients. We were not paid by the department for 3 months now, and we just decided that we're going to see another debacle. In this case, it is going to make the sedimini look like a Sunday school picnic, if I can use that phrase. So we went to court last week, and the High Court ruled in our favor with cost to the department. And they were supposed to pay our money last week Friday, which they haven't done. So this morning I'm back at the High Court to seek relief, because we cannot look after 204 patients and if we don't get paid by the department. The department cancelled our licenses in April, and now last week, Wednesday, they wanted to provide new rules according to which the licenses should be issued. They violated and ignored the service level agreement, which is very clear on this matter, on the matter of how to deal with issues. Now, we cannot leave the patients who cannot look after themselves without money, and we are in dire straits at the moment. So we took the lead to seek relief from the court.
Okay, so you look after 204 patients. You haven't received your payment in 3 months, but it seems to me that there's an issue about these new rules. Firstly, let me ask you about the agreement that you have with the Department of Health. How long is the agreement, and has it come to an end?
The agreement is for 3 years, and it comes to an end 31st of March in 2018.
So there is an agreement effective between yourselves and the department right this moment?
Exactly so.
But what is the story about the new rules and the cancellation of the licenses?
Due to the fact that the poor communication from the department side, I would still like to understand what the new rules is about, what it entails. They keep on asking for documents and documents, and I was just on the phone with Gwen Ramakhopa. She phoned me just before you phoned me to find out if I have handed in my documents. The documents is a non-event at this point in time, because it's totally against the ruling by the service level agreement. So I don't think any of the 163 NGOs know exactly what is required by the department.
Okay. So fortunately, I have on the other line then Dr. Gwenda Makhupa, who is the health MSc here in the province. Dr. Ramakhupa, firstly, let's talk about 204 patients. They haven't received their pay for 3 months. The matter has gone to court. The court has ordered you to pay, and you haven't.
Let me first say that I had, when your producer indicated that there is this complaint, I then asked for a number, and that's why I was calling the gentleman that is speaking.
Sure.
When the public protector ruled, one of the recommendations that the public protector made, not the public protector, but the health ombudsman, was that there has to be a new dispensation in terms of licensing, that is in the best interest of patients. And what I want to acknowledge perhaps is that it may take time for all the NGOs to be compliant, except the ones that we had to close, and we gave notice that we have made alternative arrangements for them.
Sure.
Those we have already assisted. But those, like, for instance, Saint Michel, this one that the gentleman is speaking about,
mm-hmm.
is one of those that are recommended for an interim license. And I also have a report here that maybe let me just indicate that the documents that are required just for the sake of others is first a occupancy certificate, certificate of acceptability of food handling, health certificate, the SAP certificate, relocation from the clinic.
Yes.
So it is also the licensing process.
Okay. That needs to be done. And I understand that, Dr. Ramakgopa.
Can I just confirm that I also have a confirmation from our accounting officer that he authorized for all the NGOs that are not compliant but have cooperated that they be provisionally licensed. And Saint Michel is one of those that have been licensed. And yesterday I have been given a list of the 146 NGOs whose payments have been processed based on that decision that he has made. And Saint Michel is one of them.
Are you suggesting that Saint Michel has actually been paid?
That's what I have here, that it has been the process. So I'm going to ask our HOD accounting officer to link up with them to check whether there hasn't been any...
Sure. All right, Marias, according to the MEC, you have been paid.
Some of the payments actually were run up till yesterday as well. So I think that's one thing that...
All right. Marias is going to respond to that MEC shortly.
And I will actually intervene on that.
Marias is going to respond shortly. But what I don't understand...
I'm also asking all the other NGOs also to... who may find themselves in this situation, to phone the department and or myself to find out if indeed the payment has been processed.
All right, MEC, that's going to happen. But we need to look at this in a bit more detail, because what I don't understand is you admit yourself that this new dispensation is probably going to take a bit of some time. Why then would somebody stop paying when they know that the new dispensation is going to take some time, firstly, to reach these NGOs, yet there are people who require the subsidy on a day-to-day basis? It's obviously just a very bad decision-making.
Marius, there has been, I've been, and I must say that perhaps it is the report that I've been getting, but I've been receiving the report because this matter has been high on our agenda since March. I've been getting reports that the department has been meeting with the NGOs regularly, taking them through what is required, and also the new regulations that have been nationally, published nationally. So where there has been and that is why the HOD decided to issue, licenses that are preliminary, whilst those that, giving time for the NGOs to be fully compliant.
I still don't understand why it's taken 3 months. But also, worse still, Saint Michel has a court order that says you must pay as the department. And up until now, Maria says you haven't paid. So in other words, you have even disregarded the court order.
That is why I'm saying Maris should... I will certainly... That's why I called him to get from him... to confirm that the report I have is that the department has paid, and that some of the payments, because they are run from Treasury, I I have to confirm that they did indeed go through. So we will follow up with him.
Okay, Marius, what would you say then to that?
I just want to say, backtrack a little bit on the licensing issue. San Michel has been in existence for 72 years. We moved in our new premises in 1995. We had occupancy certificate at the time. It was never since 1995 a requirement to have an occupancy certificate. If the Madam Ramaphosa understands the process of obtaining an occupancy certificate, it can take from 3 months and longer, because there's a lot of other issues required before you can get an occupancy certificate if you have to apply from new. Now, since the fact that there was new, the previous legislation in 95 is not the same as today. So when we applied for the occupancy certificate, we learned that it's going to cost us thousands of rands, way in excess of 30,000. And there is no way that I can pay that if I don't even get my grant on a monthly basis.
I hear you,
the
Marius.
Other thing is, sorry, I just want to say this quick, that the new rules that Madam is talking about was only provided to us in last week. The license should have been issued on the 1st of April. If the department and the service level agreement is clear on that, if there is anything to change to the service level agreement, it must be reduced to writing. It must be agreed upon by both parties and signed off.
All right, Marius. Marius, just wait a minute, because I need to quickly get a word from Kirsten Williams, who all runs the Woodside Sanctuary home. Hi, Kirsten. Very briefly, what's your story?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Go for it, please.
Good. Well, basically, Woodside Sanctuary is a non-profit organization. We were established in 1955. We care for severe to profoundly intellectually and physically disabled children and adults. And basically, we in a similar situation to many of the stories you've probably heard already this morning. We receive a bed grant from the Department of Mental Health, and it's now been outstanding for 3 months. We owed short of just under 840,000 rand. And it's placing us in an absolutely critical position.
Okay, Kirsten, listen, thank you for that brief synopsis of what's going on. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I've got to thank Dr. Gwenda Makhuba, Marius Bosman for coming through. We are following this story very closely.